views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Welcome to Light on Living. I'm Light Coach Lisa, holistic nutritionist and life coach, helping to lighten the load of life's challenges. Well, a very happy new year to all as we slide into 2018. I find it's full of new hope and rejuvenation and anticipation, and I couldn't think of a better way to jumpstart this exciting new time than to explore the topic of healing. So I was really thinking about healing and all the different areas between emotional and mental and physical, because, I mean, they're all together. And in order for us to move forward, I'm just thinking, what does moving forward mean? And I thought, okay, well, if I want to move forward, I've got to have a dream, and I have to use my imagination. And then super importantly, as we've talked about it all last year, we have to take action. So healing on so many levels has to happen. And today, it's about the truth about healing. Now, that's a tricky one, the truth about healing. Like, where does healing come from and all that kind of stuff? So holy smokes, today's guest super intrigued me more than ever, because I've decided that in order to really maximize this next hour together, because I want to make sure that all you listeners really get like super, super most out of healing, I am going to use the good old basics of 5 W's, who, what, when, where, why, and sometimes, well, and always why. Today's really about... It's weird to use these words in my way, because I think of healing. I'm a nutritionist. I go to food and I go to, how does my body feel? But today we're actually talking about activating and accessing and tapping into higher frequencies to heal. Now, I'm going to be asking some of my own personal questions, as we always use examples. So I love using examples. Last year, I went through something myself. I had scarlet fever, and it was on a level which I just cannot even imagine or believe that happened. And I'm going to be using this example as we kind of go through and ask questions, because I wondered, like, how could I have healed myself better and or faster, or did I do it maybe perfectly and correctly? So maybe you guys, all of you guys listening, are thinking, how do I heal this part of my life right now, and how will I in the future? Like, being prepared is the best and most important thing. So this is exactly why Light on Living exists, to connect you with ways to improve your life and the people who can do that. So as we do this, allow me to introduce you our special guest. And I'm going to start with her backstory first as I introduce her, because it's spectacular. So here's all about Martha. I'm going to release her name as a head start here. So this is about Martha. Well, after healing herself from over 10 years of chronic pain, fibromyalgia, 3 back surgeries, and living in a wheelchair, Martha returned to her ancestral roots as a third-generation spiritual channeler and healer. As a result, Martha immersed herself in holistic studies and spiritual development and began to channel healing messages, insights, and light-filled meditations from the highly evolved beings known as Grayson. And I really hope that I said Grayson properly. And the thing that really got me about Martha there is, if you hear that, everybody, light-filled meditations. I already feel healed by listening to that. She says, if one is experiencing something other than health, other than vitality and joy, they need only to connect with, restore, and express their unique essence of divine love and light, because illness cannot live in the presence of the divine. So, author of God is a Pink Cloud. Oh my gosh, I just love that title. Creator of Love Meditation, Soul Light Healing Holograms and the Divine Healing Blueprint, Martha G. Blessing is the founder of the Soul Light Healing Academy. She's a medical medium, energy intuitive, channel healer, and health advocate. She writes and lectures in the field of Ayurvedic medicine, energy medicine, metaphysics, and advanced spiritual development and self-realization. Yikers, yikers, holy moly, welcome Martha to the show.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello. That was just such a kickstart, wasn't it, just to bring you on?
Wow, no pressure there. I do all that, really? Wow.
It's truly amazing. And you know what? I really, truly believe it's you do it effortlessly. You just allowed, and I'm going to go back to those words. You activate it, like you accessed and then activated. And I'm jumping on those words right away because that's what I'm jumping into. Activating and accessing, those are really powerful words. Like, those are crazy words.
Yeah. You know, all I've done truthfully through all of this is things have happened to me in my life exactly like everyone else. And I learned to be more present with the things that were happening. So I started out in Western medicine as a nurse for 25 years. But when some of those health things happened to me, there was a little click somewhere in that path that said, wait a minute. What's going on here? Like, stop and think and feel and listen. And in Western medicine, we just keep trying to annihilate whatever the feelings and the symptoms are. But really what's happening is the energy in our body, our energy system. I'm guessing that most of the people listening to a show that's Light on Living have an idea that it's all about a vibration and a frequency. An energy. And so instead of trying to cover it up and push it away, like the discomfort is there for us to pay attention to rather than try to run away from it. It's our energy in our body. And we all have life experiences that create pain, emotional pain, mental pain. We're scared. Mm-hmm. And we bury them. So that activation comes in, can I be the love and the light that I truly, truly am? Like, can I activate what my soul and my higher self, like what we really came here to be and do, rather than let me go to that place of fear and just, oh my God, give me a pill to cover this up, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you mentioned that. And the fact that you were a nurse and in that Western medicine field for 25 years?
25 years, yeah.
25, like, now that's a lot. You have seen a lot. And I don't even, oh my goodness, that your heart must have been broken so many times witnessing that. And there's something you talk about, the basic cause of an illness. And mm-hmm. if you could speak to that just now, because right now when people are listening, I know even myself, I witness people really struggle because they, like you said, they're scared and they don't know what to do. So of course we want to just like, push it away and hide it, take a pill. What would you say is the basic cause of an illness, and how do we make that trusting decision to listen to the frequency and the vibration as opposed to the fear?
Yeah. Oh boy. So, and this is it's a challenge. You started out talking about truth, right? And so I really had to follow the path of truth. And what I came to know was in healing the back stuff and the fibromyalgia, I looked at, I really was pretty much an addict most mm-hmm. of my young adult life. And I was covering up pain. I was covering up the abuse that had happened to me, and those cellular memories that get stored in our tissues do exactly that. They get stored in our tissues. And we didn't come here to live that as our truth. We came here to be the light that we are. And our bodies have intelligence. our bodies, we're so programmed to believe that our body is going to break down and turn against us, right? With all of our programming and in the media and the commercials on TV and the drugs and the, you know, all that kind of stuff. But what I really tell people is it's nothing more. Like if you really, really boil it down to, you know, I'll give you the mainstream, I'll give you the medicine, right? When the doctor wants to see how your heart is working, he hooks up an electrocardiogram, an EKG, and they're measuring the waves of energy that your heart is conducting, right? It's a beta wave, alpha wave, they call them Q waves, T waves. So they're measuring waves of energy, and where is something not firing right within that muscle of that heart and that energy? But they don't have to go inside you to do it. They just put electrodes on the outside of your body. So we know from these things, and an EEG, right? And when they, you know, want to know if somebody's brain dead, literally, they hook up that electrical to see if there's nerve, if there's pulses of energy firing. So even in medicine, we see that it's all about the energy.
That's
and
true.
So God, source, whatever we want to call that higher power, there's a divine order. When I look up for all the years of my life, the North Star is in the same place. The Big Dipper is in the same place in the sky. So even though it looks like, wow, everything is in chaos and it's a mess and people are getting sick and there's all this stress and craziness, there is order to the universe, and there's order to that God and that source that created these bodies.
Oh my goodness, Martha, sorry, that is, you just said the order, because I know we're going to slip off into commercial, but when you just said that, would you say that truth then is being in order?
Yeah, it's aligning, it's realigning with that order.
Right. Okay, you know what? Now we're getting juicy. Okay, right back after the commercials, let's continue that of being in order and in alignment.
Yeah.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
And we are just continuing here with Martha Blessing. Such an interesting, intuitive channeler, and I'm going to jump right back in here. I was just thinking on the commercial break, Martha, that three back surgeries, and I'm thinking of the spine as the aligning part of us, and how interesting we're speaking about, meaning when something clicked for you, or something kind of, was the click that you heard to say, hey, I'm out of alignment, or the click to say, hey, I need alignment, and was that after your surgeries, or during or all that kind of, when was that?
Well, really it was after. Because if the quick had happened, I would have been in alignment and I wouldn't have had the surgeries. But there was also the piece of saying, you know, something about this, again, my spiritual roots, there was an inner knowing, and it's like, wait a minute. If surgery was the answer, why didn't the first one work?
Yes.
Why did it take two or three? Like, why do I keep having this going on? But I had a great motivation. Prior to the second one, I was told that I wasn't ever going to walk again. And I was like, wait a minute. No, this doesn't work for me. I was a competitive figure skater. There were just a lot of things. And I had a vision. That's actually where the title of my book, God is a Pink Cloud, came from, was between my second and my third surgery. I sit in the doctor's office and I talk about this in the book. And I really thought I was having a hallucination. You know, as a nurse, I knew there were side effects to all of the drugs and narcotics and medications that I was taking. And I had a vision. I just saw this pink stream, this cloud come down and really wrap around the doctor and kind of separate his words from me. And I heard that voice, that inner knowing and that voice, call it spirit or God or whatever, but the message just went right to my heart, and it's like, you don't have to take this. Don't take this. Like, don't let this be your truth. And so I was like, okay, that's it. I am going to work on the truth. I'm going to work on that I am love. And there isn't enough surgery. There isn't enough broccoli or red peppers to heal us from not loving ourselves.
Aww.
That's the awakening. That's the aligning with the truth of self-love, of seeing who we really truly are at our core, at our essence. And in that space, when you're love, when you're the divine, when you are that Big Dipper and North Star energy that everything is made from, we won't hold illness. We can't hold illness. The two vibrations in consciousness don't match.
Is that where the love meditations
yeah.
come from? Something that you
yeah.
now are they now did I say that correctly earlier? Is it it's Grayson?
Grayson, yes.
I was like, you don't know. So let us know who are those beings. And how did they, is
yeah.
that when they showed up with you, is that the pink cloud or no, they're separate?
No, separate.
Okay.
Separate. I believe, you know what, the pink cloud was really my higher self. It was really that light within that we talk about, that people talk about, mm-hmm. of knowing thyself and that truth. It was really that light coming out and coming up and coming to existence, coming down, you know, listening. Mm-hmm. And Grayson came many years later when I was diagnosed with cancer, mm-hmm. oddly enough. Yeah. And so he had been there for quite some time. Grayson is really, I really have to kind of note, there's a book out now by Neil Donald Walsh, who has written the Conversations with God series.
Yes.
And nobody thinks it's crazier than I do, but like I said, I've just continued to follow what was in front of me and to process it. And his book gives very, very good explanations about the highly evolved beings that are God. They are the essence. They are the energy of the universe. Okay? Not the man in the robe with the big gold G that's leading to pour guilt and shame on us. But that energy and that love and that light that we all come from. And so, Grayson is one of these highly evolved beings. And Neil Donald Walsh, I'm so, so grateful for this book and this work. It's about waking up the divine within us and being aware that as a culture, we are here and receiving all of this and all of these messages. So many people now are awakening to this truth of our being, of our purity, of our light and our love, and we're not staying in that place of guilt and shame and not loving ourselves.
When you're saying that, because I love that you have really highlighted that when illness, let's say, cannot exist in the presence of the divine and presence of love. And so if somebody out there right now is in a state of illness, and they're still in that God fearing mind of I must have done something wrong or I'm not good enough, and they believe that right now, are the beings like Grayson showing up to provide for us the way, or are they there to help us to activate? Because there's something that you have that you see on the holograms. Are these the messages? How does one see? Let me see. I'm going to get my question here. How does one who is in the state of illness trust enough to hear or witness those messages or the holograms?
I think there has to be a bridge. Okay. I think there has to be a bridge. Some people are completely, it goes back to what I call the four levels of consciousness and healing.
Okay.
So level one and level two, we're going to the doctor and everything is outside of us. The cause is outside of us. The cure is outside of us. And we turn it all over to let this person over here that's a doctor, that's trained medically, give us a solution. But the truth is, they're not changing the frequency or the energy. They're not creating anything different for you. They're only putting something over the symptoms that you're experiencing. The energy that created it is still out of balance. Whether it's a meridian or a chakra or whatever it is. And so then you can go to level three where you say, I'm aware now from reading and listening that I might have done something to block the energy in my physical body. And it's getting stuck somewhere. And with it being sort of like a stagnant pool of water, there's something brewing there. There's something growing, just like a bacteria would in the water. The energy is getting stuck and it's causing an illness. And I'm going to explore what that could be while I do these other things holistic, Reiki, acupuncture, you know, yoga, meditation, essential oils, Reiki healing, healing touch, all of these holistic things. Because think about it. Like, why are the holistic therapies still aren't working for a lot of people? And I did them for years. I was a practitioner and I also received them. Mm-hmm. And so the work that I advanced into was, we're still not getting at the core cause. People would come, they would sit or lay on my table and they'd get energy healing. Great, I can unblock all of this. But if they continue to go back out with their beliefs and negative self-talk and negative thoughts about themselves and their lives and their past experiences and their family and their, you know, alcoholic parents or whatever has happened, they're not doing the healing. They're not getting at that core, the vibration, the thoughts that have caused that block.
You know, I'm really happy that you gave that image, actually, about somebody coming in to you as a healer who holds the energy, who holds that love, who has that vibration, and even for that time could assist them in feeling better, having relief. Mm-hmm. This is what another reason why I forgot to mention this, that I really was drawn to you, because when I heard about you having fibromyalgia, like, my mother, she's now passed a couple of years ago, and one would say, oh, she died of cancer. No, she didn't. I don't believe she died of cancer or fibromyalgia. She died from energy sickness. And you know what? She went through those therapies. She went through cranial sacral therapy, Reiki. And for that hour, she could have felt something, perhaps something shift, something move, like a click, like you mentioned. But you're right. Mm-hmm. When that hour was over and she would walk back out into the world with her beliefs, I loved how you just said that. how you walk back out with the same beliefs, you haven't unfortunately changed that frequency enough to reroute that stagnant energy.
Yeah. I call it, it's really funny, I call it the Groundhog Day Syndrome with all of my clients that I work with, because what happens is we create a movie, we create our story about who we are. And just like that movie, Groundhog Day, where you wake up and it's the same day over and over, what we do is we put this movie and this video, this DVD in, and we play it to ourselves over and over about how unworthy and how unlovable we are based on the things that have happened to us. And our soul came to do just those things, to look at those things and say, I'm not that, and I'm a light. And I'm going to choose to learn the lessons that I agreed to come here as a soul to learn. And I'm going to move into and awaken and activate that light and that truth of my being, my pure essence, my pure light, my pure love. And that's where the healing happens. Like, that's where the activation is. That's what the love meditation did for me. I was ripe in that I was away at a center and I was doing inner work. But it just came down and I learned to feel in my physical body the essence of that pure love, that pure light, like as we come in, right? Before all of these things happen. And so that's how I know the truth is that when there is that light, that you can open that experience in your heart and in your body, and you can learn, you know, I teach people how to move this and how to move this energy and this frequency so that it can, rather than running away from the pain in your hip or your back or your shoulder, you bring that love right to it.
And as we go to that commercial, when we come back, this is the most important thing. I want to help people to understand how, whether it's another light being or a bridge, how they can be helped to get that part, mm-hmm. to hear that light. 2 minutes.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg roll showed up like magic.
Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All right, back with Martha Blessing. And I want to recap for the listeners here that we're really lucky to be, we really are happy to have you here, Martha, because what I find so interesting, I guess it's even for myself reaching out for this hope of the truth about healing. You yourself, 25 years
in the Western medicine field, like literally working as a nurse doing these things, find yourself with fibromyalgia and going through three back surgeries, going through all those, what I would say typical people would choose to do. And then, now I'm going to ask a tough question. Something happened. You saw what you called, you know, this pink cloud, which was your divine self or God in a way, and knew there was a different route, a more healing, loving way. You're creating these love meditations now in the midst of this. So I'm going to assume, you know, okay, she's got this. She knows how to heal. She's good. But then, oh my gosh, you find yourself out of balance with cancer, and quite a rare cancer, was it? And was it because, I'm going to say this, did you fall off the wagon of loving yourself or yes and no.
So I still loved myself. However, and this is the aligning piece of it. What's really interesting is, so I got diagnosed with this cancer, and it appeared on my head, on my scalp, and it was something called EHE, and it's basically a tumors of the blood vessels. And 1 in 1 million people get this. It's so rare. There's no treatment. There's no protocol, nothing. And I certainly wasn't expecting that this was going to happen. I went to the dermatologist, and next thing I knew, they were sending me to the Roswell Cancer Center here locally. So, but what happened was, the second that I set down the phone from that phone call and getting that news, Grayson, this guide of mine, said, I just went, okay, not what I expected. I made a cup of tea. I sat down, and he said to me, blood, river of life. Where have you cut yourself off from the river of life? And this is how Grayson works. This is what my work has become, is that I turned away from the truth of my being. I get these messages. From the time I started working, you know, in nursing school, I would walk through the hospital, and I would get messages that were the mental, emotional, and spiritual causes of the physical illnesses and ailments. And I was too afraid to do that, to let anyone know that this is who I am and this is the work I do. So, yeah, on the deepest level, I had stopped loving myself because I was too afraid. And we have so many people who are gifted empaths and healers and light workers. Every single day, the people I work with, someone will say to me that they think they're weird or they're scared or they grew up Catholic or whatever the reasons are that they're afraid to be who they really truly are. And they're seeing things and they're sensing things and they have knowings and all of these things. So what happened was Grayson gave me that message for myself. He delivers them for everyone. This is where we can look to see where we're holding ourselves back from being the light that we truly are. And so I sat for probably about 2 months in meditation, and he just started showing me these grids of light. And I meditated with these grids of light, and I've been working with them ever since. And some of them are up on the website, some of them are not up yet because I'm so busy with clients that I don't know. They're coming. They're coming. But there's lots of meditations up there as well that are just filled with light. And I'm.
What do you do with these grids? Are you looking at them like a hologram and moving them around with your energy mind, or aligning them, or what do you? What are you doing with them?
So yeah, and that's part of it. Is like I had to see and know and ask. I've never taken any kind of developmental trainings for any of this stuff. It's just happened. And I've had to I just go to my meditations and sit with a really, really open, loving heart and ask questions. Like, there's a knowing because I want to be that person that delivers truth and delivers with integrity. So, when they first came, I felt like they were just grids of light that were for me, for my healing. And as time went on, I realized that these are just universal, just like we have principles of gravity, mm-hmm. Like, there are scientists that know and study all of these principles of gravity. I don't know what they are. I just know that if I jump off of a building, I'm going to hit the ground and it's probably going to hurt.
Right.
You know? And so these are, as strange as it seems, these are just the same thing. They're universal goods of light that are meant for us to heal and love ourselves with, to hold a higher frequency of love and of light. You know, we see pictures of, and I'm not that religious person, but we see pictures of Jesus and angels and all of these things with light around them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the question is, like, why is that? Why isn't it just an angel? Why is there always light? We really, truly, people since the beginning of time in history, have experienced light in some way. And some people are able to see that light and bring more of the essence of it into our 3D world. I believe that is, again, like Jesus just was light. He didn't have to be the light. He just was light.
And you know what's funny is if we think about this sometimes, you know, to prove something, we show the opposite. And what do we often say when we're not well or around people that, you know, make us feel out of alignment? We say it's a dark place. They're dark people, or it's,
yeah, yeah,
darkness. And in actually, that's why I named the show Light on Living, because
right,
it's so important about like shedding the light and feeling light, because you're so in alignment and you could flow better, like float and flow and everything. Now, when you said the word 3D, so I just, for my own clarification, I'm thinking of a grid, because I'm imagining a hologram and I'm imagining a grid in front of me. Now, would this be something different than a dimensions, like the fifth dimension, the third dimension? Are these totally separate things?
Say that again. Is a grid a separate thing, you mean?
Well, so I'm imagining a grid in front of me and doing some meditating on it. Am I by doing that, am I involving different dimensions, like the word dimension and grid? I'm thinking 3D, putting my shapes together here.
Yeah. There's actually on the website, there's meditations that are where a person can sit and listen and actually just imagine, right, visualize and actually allow this light into their body. So it really is. When I first saw, I don't know if that makes sense. When I first saw these grids of light, it seemed as though they were like a little hologram out in front of me that I could watch.
Gotcha. Yes. Okay.
And then I realized as I meditated with them and allowed them to just be there, they actually were just like grids of light that just moved right into me.
Oh.
The same as, I guess, just imagining, like, allowing a person who's very loving to just come right to you and hug you.
Aww.
Right?
Yeah.
You feel that. It's tangible. Like you said, there's people who you feel that are dark, and there's other people that you feel who are light, and you just want to be around them. Mm-hmm. Because you feel their frequency, you feel their energy, you feel their light, and you make that connection, like, wow, I'm really connected to that person, or they really made me feel good. These are the same sorts of things. They're just grids of light and love that, if we allow them to be true, they help dissolve all of that judgment that we put on ourselves with our brain, with our mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so, so powerful, and it constricts all of our energy. The healing happens when most of my work is to teach people. With the Divine Healing Blueprint is to teach people how to get out of their heads, to stop putting that DVD in every day of the negative self-talk, and to actually allow yourself to be in your physical body, present with what you're experiencing, and sending love to it, and using this light, and listening to these meditations, and allowing it to just dissolve that false idea that we have about ourselves.
It sounds so, and I'm going to say tangible, and so possible, and like everybody could do this. And now Well, we have a few minutes before commercial, but when we do come back, I do want to walk through how you yourself actually do this for other people, and does Grayson help you, and how, what does that look like? But before that,
sure.
So I'm throwing this out there. So we become in alignment. We listen to our truth. We allow ourselves to be filled with light, and we accept that light. Does the healing, does that prevent, let's say, illness, or is that just as a healing, like, I've got something, I'm sick, I need help? And also, can we hold that and do that for others, including animals, insects, birds, the world? I asked two really big questions there, sorry.
yeah, absolutely. We absolutely can do it for ourselves. But understand that, like, I have answers, but I don't have all the answers. Like, there are some things in life, some people are just ready to go.
Yes.
Like, we have that free will. We have the free will choice. We can choose to stay or we can choose to go. Some people, it's just their time and they're going to go. And they've chosen that illness as their time to go.
Yes.
I don't always know that. I do get a very strong sense from Grayson, though, of people. He'll tell me, no, it's not their time.
Ah.
But we have free will choice on whether or not we're going to love ourselves. And when I do work with people, we look at what's in their heart that they really want to do. So many people want to express their truth and their light, and they're not doing it. They're afraid to. They're not living as the painter or the artist that they are because they think they're not good enough. And they're, you know, that idea, God can only do for you what he can do through you. Mm-hmm. Like, I have these gifts that other people don't have. And other people have gifts that I don't have. And so our healing happens when we express the truth of who we are and we let our light shine. When we don't do that, that holds a frequency in us that is one that can create stagnation in the illness, the vibration. It's all about the vibration.
Yeah, I love that word, the vibration, because light does have a vibration now. I was going to ask just before commercial too, is Grayson always, so when you sit down to work with people, is Grayson always there with you to assist you through this?
Grayson will, the second that someone goes on my website or reaches out to me or calls me or whatever and goes to book an appointment, they have to, of their free will, say what it is that they want to work on and heal. And usually the second that they do and they engage me, that's their permission. And Grayson will start to download information to me.
Oh, wow. Okay, so
he'll start to tell me. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He will start to tell me the relevant things.
Okay. When we come back, that's what I want to move from that point forward.
Sure.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
we're back. You're listening to Light on Living. We have Martha G. Blessing here with us, and author, intuitive healer, channeler, just a beautiful light being. And Martha, what I would love for people listening right now, people really suffer. Like, they suffer from so many things, and they can seem as little as migraines, which can control your life, to cancer, to debilitating other illnesses. Now, who would come to you, and who have you worked with? That, like, right now, I don't know. I keep like this word migraine keeps surrounding me. I don't have one. I very rarely get them, but I don't know if lots of people who are listening right now are getting migraines or have one, but it's coming to me. And is something like that, if somebody wasn't living their truth, if somebody was, you know, pushing something down that's truthful to them, could that result in migraines? And who else comes to you for these things?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I had a girl just a couple weeks ago do a reading with me, and that was the exact thing that she had reached out to me, was she was experiencing migraines. And so her belief, she's an empath, she's a light worker and healer, and she said, well, I think it's all this super moon energy. No. Let's not make excuses for the energy of the cosmos and us not being in our truth and our integrity. And so during our reading, it came out the places and the things that she's doing, where she's at, things that are happening in her life, where she just wasn't being honest with herself. Well, what happens is we get in our mind, it just keeps the energy, the thoughts keep going, circulating, ruminating like the gerbil on the wheel, the monkey mind, but you never get any resolution because you're avoiding the truth, and the energy just stays in the head, that occipital area. The energy can't get down through and into the body. So it's kind of a resistance avoidance is what happens with the energy for migraines. And honestly, since our talk, she ended up doing my mentoring program. She hasn't had a migraine since. And it's been like 3 weeks now, 4 weeks. It was before the holidays.
And that's like,
so everything,
especially with holidays, yes.
Yeah, everything from, I have cancer patients that live in Spain and Germany. Really anyone who is experiencing some kind of imbalance is someone who will come to me for a reading. It's not always just the physical ailments. A lot of times people will have a feeling or an understanding that they really truthfully know they're not following their path, or they're stuck, so to speak. And they know there's something more, and they want to really get at the core of that. And that the holograms are very interesting in that they're what I use to do a reading. So I go through these five holograms and I see where the imbalances are. Okay. And at the same time, Grayson will deliver a message. So a woman reached out to me that has rather advanced MS. And the second that she booked her appointment, Grayson started downloading and he said to me, ask her what happened with her mother. Okay. So then when I got with her and we did her session on the phone, I asked her then, she said, oh, my mother's a lovely person, blah, 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 the surface stuff. And then as time went on, she explained to me all of the things that happened between her and her mother. And still to this day, as a grown woman, she feels completely devalued by her mom. Felt unloved by her mom. And so that those lesions in MS, this is where it like comes back to the medical, the nursing, the medicine, is like those spinal myelin sheaths and lesions and things like those are the bursts of not loving yourself, going against yourself. That's the original where the energy gets blocked. And really, truly, in an instant or a nanosecond, if anyone's read, any of the listeners have read Anita Morjani's book, and they can read my book, and it's the same story, is that she was loaded with cancer. She was on her deathbed in a coma. and she had a near-death experience. And when she went to the other side, she saw the truth of who she was. She saw the light. She saw the love. She saw all the places she held herself against her true self her whole life. And when she came back, because she had aligned and accepted the truth, that is a particular vibration and consciousness. I use those words interchangeably, vibration and consciousness. And so that is a vibration. And she became the truth. She realized she was going to be the light that she is. And when she came back, the cancer was gone. Because you can't have that love and light and true vibration. Your divine self is a certain frequency. And that's who you are. That's your body. Your breath moves without you doing anything. Your heart beats without you doing anything. That's the order. That's the divinity. And she became that, and the cancer was gone. Because that vibration, that darkness, that negative emotion and feeling that she made up about herself and her story could not live in the same place as that love and that light. They can't line up.
The repairing or healing, let's say. And I want to make sure that everybody knows how to get in touch with you, because as we have our last 4 minutes, I'm like thinking, oh my goodness, there's probably people thinking, I want to reach out to you, and they want your assistance. They would love for you to be that bridge to help them, you and Grayson, together with the holograms and helping them that way. How does one get a hold of you, and what does that look like booking with you?
Absolutely. They can either go to my website to www.soullighthealingacademy.com, or they can just reach out to me. They can email me at martha@marthablessing.com, and I will happily answer their emails or connect with them on the website. They can book an appointment right from the website.
And I just love your last name to fit with it so perfectly. And as a blessing, you've also are offering a gift to anybody listening to the show. All you listeners, if you would like to reach out to Martha, Martha has offered a discount, a beautiful discount of $50 off of any of her. It's a 45-minute intuitive session, healing session. And that's all you have to do is just let her know that you've listened to her, that you've heard her, that you feel connected to her because of listening to the show Light on Living. And she would be happy to do that and just help you out with that. So I want to make sure that that was offered and people could do that. I'll post that on social media as well. And in the last few minutes here, I just, this healing. So I'm obsessed with the truth of healing. Now it seems so simple, so easy. I want to ask you how, like you even mentioned about with cancer, we do this, we become in alignment, we share our truth, we realize that we are this light. And I know you can't just say, oh, it's going to happen in a second, but the instantaneousness of it all, is that even possible? Like, do we just snap out of it and then become healed, or?
We can. We absolutely can. We absolutely can. You know, we kind of, again, we're in this physical body, this dense body, and...
Dense, good word.
But they're really, the time and space continuum, the whole idea that it has to take X amount of time is, again, because our mind wants to wrap around, oh, well, it took me this long to get it, so it's going to take me that long to reverse it.
Right.
You know, like, is it mindset of, well, I've gained 25 pounds. Well, you didn't gain it overnight.
Right.
So, okay, well, it's going to take me, if it took me 6 months to gain it, it's going to take me 6 months to lose it. But that's not the same when you're talking about frequencies and energy. And I mean, there are just spontaneous healings everywhere. There's so many books out. Radical Remission, the wonderful book. It's all about people who have healed things like pancreatic cancer. Again, the cancer that I had, rare, 1 in 1 million people, was gone within 2.5 months.
Oh my gosh.
They cut my head open. They couldn't find it.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am so grateful. I'm actually, I just want to say thank you to you for allowing you to see the beauty and light and yourself. I hope I don't run out of time. I'm going to say this really quickly and ask you. I had got scarlet fever, and it just, like, you know, that should have been come and gone within, let's say, a 3-week period kind of thing. I can say the word suffered for 3 months with this. In my personal belief, I feel like that third degree burn, like over my entire body from it, was me hurting, allowing the hurt to come out so that I could heal and shed my skin.
and become mm-hmm. fresh and new. And is that something, sometimes people have to go through, and I'm using the word layers, like skin layers, but layers of the healing.
Yes.
So is that where anybody listening right now can have that faith, if they can just have that leap of faith and jump that by their contacting you or doing their own thing of just seeing the light, that to have faith that there might be layers to go through, but healing can exist.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And there are, you know, right on the homepage of soullighthealingacademy.com, there are, you know, free meditations and things that they can listen to and to bring that elevation up, to start that path and start that journey. Absolutely.
That is a beautiful invitation. So as we close with Martha Blessing here, please, everybody, soullighthealingacademy.com. You want to go and listen to some of the meditations. Reach out to Martha. Join the list so she can have contact with you and just start your own healing process. And Martha, thank you so much for sharing this time with all of the listeners with us here on Own Times and Light on Living and myself. And you have been a blessing. And I want to thank you so much for being here.
Oh my gosh, Lisa, thank you so much for being you and for you being there and for having me on the show. It's great fun.
Oh, well, everybody, thank you so much. Welcome into 2018. We will be here next Monday at noon, just continuing on this process of being our truth selves and finding a new way, a new understanding, and connecting with the people who could help us do that. So thank you, everybody. And we shall see you and hear and talk to everybody next week, Monday. Thank you so much, Martha. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.